Welcome, radio friends, to another day of ministration. I believe the Lord is helping you on the issue of understanding the importance of forgiveness. Remember that our aim is to bring you healing words from our Master Jesus, words that will catalyze emotional, spiritual, and physical healing. Today, we shall continue on the subject of understanding the concept of forgiveness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for how far you have enabled us to reach our people with the message of salvation. Today, we plead with you to open the hearts of many, remove the veil over their eyes, enable us, O God our Father, to understand the importance of receiving forgiveness from you, and grant, O God our Father, that your people will take appropriate decisions today in order to obtain salvation, which only comes through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Understanding the concept of forgiveness. Understanding the concept of forgiveness. We took our reading from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 14. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to verse 14. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, our sins, as we forgive our debtors, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Friends, last time we considered the difficulty people have in forgiving others. We did say that it is the will of God to practice forgiveness. One's faith in the Lord will be truncated if one does not forgive offenders. Today we shall continue on the third point, which is, how can I obtain forgiveness? This is important because you cannot give what you do not have. Because our passage says, if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. In Acts chapter 13, verse 38, the Bible declares, therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. To forgive means to wipe the slate clean, to pardon, to cancel a debt. When we wrong someone, we seek their forgiveness in order for the relationship to be restored. Forgiveness is not granted because a person deserves to be forgiven. No one deserves to be forgiven. Forgiveness is an act of love, mercy, and grace. Forgiveness is a decision one takes not to hold something against another person, despite what they have done to you. We all need forgiveness from God. We have all committed sin. There is none righteous. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20 proclaims, there is not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins. However, 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. You can see that we all need desperately God's forgiveness. If our sins are not forgiven, we will spend eternity suffering the consequences of our sins. Friends, to obtain forgiveness, you must admit you have wronged God. That I know is a problem to many people. The second step is to confess your sins, naming them one by one, especially the ones you can remember. Do not cover them before God. He knows all your dealings anyway. Proverbs 28 verse 13 says, "He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy." Again, in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, the Bible says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The third step is to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. I said the third step is to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, your Redeemer. You can't pay for your forgiveness. Jesus paid the price through his death. He shed his blood for our redemption. Our forgiveness is received by faith through the grace and mercy of God. Trusting in Jesus Christ, who has provided forgiveness for our sins, equips you to forgive others. I encourage you to take the decision to obtain forgiveness today. Do not postpone it. Let us consider the fourth and final point. What is the consequence of refusing to forgive people? Our text is very clear on this. If you do not forgive others, your heavenly Father will not forgive you either. If your sins are not forgiven here on earth, the gate of heaven will be shut against you. The Bible says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus." No person who rejects the forgiveness Jesus offers by his death on the cross will go unpunished. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, the Bible says, "For God did not appoint us to suffer his wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." It is imperative from this passage that people will suffer extreme anger of God due to their refusal to embrace the salvation offered to all mankind through believing in Jesus Christ. For the scriptures conclude that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. In the Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 18, the Bible says, "He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Friends, I appeal to you today to escape for your life. Run to the Savior to obtain forgiveness for your sins, so that you can obtain favor from God. For the scriptures warn in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 2, the Bible says, "For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him?" There is no escape for anyone who rejects the forgiveness offered by the Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, my friends, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation, which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose Will he be thought worthy who trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. As we conclude this message today, let me pray for you if you wish to request God to forgive your sins and save you from its consequences. Pray this prayer from your heart. My Father in heaven, I am sorry for all my wrongdoings. I repent of them, and with determination, I accept to forsake them. I accept your salvation by faith through Jesus Christ. I confess him as Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, the author of life, look with pity these who has confessed you as Lord and Savior. Forgive their sins and write their names in the book of life, those who have obtained salvation. Is there any suffering occasioned by the consequences of their sinful life in form of sickness? Heal them now, our Lord, and roll away the reproaches of sinful life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.